support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Hello, I'm Lori Neufeld, your Alaska Live host. My guests today, Brian Eamon Hall and piano accompanist Lauren Etter. Thanks for joining me for Alaska Live here in the KUAC studios.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And what do we have first to listen to? You've brought your violin, and we've got Lorna here on piano.
We would first like to play for you the Sonatensatz Scherzo from the FAE Sonata by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
really special.
Well, thank you.
What was the name of that piece?
It is called the Sonatensatz. It's a movement of a larger work where three composers combine to write a sonata for the very famous violinist of the time, Joseph Joachim.
Wow, you don't hear about composers collaborating like that all the time, and they came up with a really nice work this time.
Yeah. This one was exclusively by a very young Johannes Brahms, which you've probably heard before, and this was kind of really in his young style period, so that's why it sounds really brazen and kind of out there, you know.
You are the newest faculty member in the UAF Music Department. Brian Iman Hall just joined us for Alaska Live today, and this year is your first year as the violin and viola instructor at UAF. Welcome to Fairbanks.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's such a... You have filled the shoes of Kathleen Butler Hopkins, and she was here for such a great while, you know, inspiring young artists, and it seems like you're well on your way to doing just that, too.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And is this one of the first places in a university setting that you've taught?
Previously to here, I was the teaching assistant for a very famous violin teacher named Brian Lewis. So I was teaching at the University of Texas, Austin, and I had a full studio there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's a huge campus there in Austin. And you came straight from Austin to Fairbanks, Alaska.
Little change.
Oh, my. Was it always your dream to check out Alaska, or did the job you found the job and then started imagining your life in Alaska?
A little bit of all of the above.
Yeah.
When I was 10, we took a family vacation to Alaska, and it blew all of our minds. You know, I was talking with my mom because I've always wanted a college position. And she's like, where do you want your first job? And I was like, well, wherever I get a job, I'm really flexible to go anywhere. And she's like, no, you need to have an area. And I was like, okay, well, I would love to be on the West Coast. I just didn't expect to be this far north.
Right.
But I'm really an outdoors guy, and I kind of come from a small town, even though I got a little bit of city blood, too. So I think Fairbanks is a perfect place to start.
It's a good fit.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of outdoors stuff to do. And you got here in the summertime already, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, the summer wasn't our best to offer you as your maiden voyage into Alaska summers, but I think next summer will be...
I still enjoyed it.
I bet.
A little rain doesn't bother me.
It wasn't near as hot as Austin can get. Well, what can we hear next from you and Lorna?
The next work that we would like to play for everyone is the Devil's Trill Sonata. It's the last sonata of Giuseppe Tartini. We were going to play three short movements from this sonata, and if you come to my recital, you get to hear the whole thing.
And your recital is this weekend.
Yes, it's this Sunday at 7 in Davis Concert Hall.
Great.
Yeah.
And this song kind of is good for that Halloween season,
too. Oh, absolutely.
So
it definitely takes
trail.
That on.
Yes.
This was the last piece that he wrote, and he believed that he told his astronomer friend that he was visited by the devil, and the devil made him his servant. And so Tartini gave the devil violin lessons. And after this, he handed the devil his violin. And he said what came out was the most beautiful, haunting melody that he'd ever heard, informing Tartini of his coming doom, his death. And then he started trilling a lot. So there's a lot of trills in this and a beautiful melody. And actually, this ended up being his last work. So.
It makes you wonder if Charlie Daniels had heard that story.
I mean, it's always been the thing for violin to be the devil's instrument. So it's kind of always been part of our DNA. So before Johnny beat the devil for his golden fiddle, I guess he needed to go back and have more lessons with Tartini.
Yes. Brian Iman Hall playing violin and Lorna Etter, piano accompanist, here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
had was the Devil's Trill, and that was amazing because all those notes in there, those trills, the sheet music on that must be kind of inky.
Yeah, we say it's really black when there's a lot of notes on it.
It's very black.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. In this case, it was the Devil's Trill, and so appropriate for the week of Halloween. And, Morris Poulter is coming in during afternoon concert on Friday to do a special Halloween show with me.
So, awesome.
Yeah. So,
dear friends.
I bet we end up with that very track as part of the soundtrack for afternoon concert on Halloween.
Ooh.
You're going to be playing that song and others on the Davis Concert Hall stage during your performance, your recital on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are not a stranger to the Davis Hall concert stage because you were suddenly the guest artist during the season opener for the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra. And I heard you did an amazing job when asked to be the guest artist very late in the game, the very same week of the concert.
That's just part of what we do.
It's part of what you do.
Got to be ready to go to war at all times.
Very humble. But yeah, so the guest pianist couldn't make it. And so all of a sudden, the program with the guest artist had to change. And that's it was gorgeous, I heard, and hugely in part to your talent. And how does that work with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra then when they have to suddenly change what's on the program during the guest artist portion?
We're very fortunate. We have a very rich community here in Fairbanks, and it's filled with a lot of very skilled musicians. And not just that, I feel that there's a very good attitude here amongst my colleagues. And so when that was, came on, it was very easy. It was one of the easiest orchestras I've played with a lot that I've And it was one of the easiest orchestras that I think I've ever played with. I felt very supportive. They were right there with me. And it was a really great experience all in all.
So I just wonder how this works. They have a piece or two kind of in their hip pocket that they've worked up, or they had to do this kind of suddenly?
This was suddenly. We had Friday and Saturday rehearsal, and Maestro Edouard Zilberkant called me, and he's like, "What you got?" And I said, "Well, I got this, this, and this, and this." And then we went looking in our library, and we had these pieces, and then we decided from there about a couple hours before the first dress rehearsal. And then everyone had new music on their sand for the Friday rehearsal, so everyone was sight reading. This is a work I'd done before, but it had been a while. And then for the Saturday rehearsal was a rehearsal and then concert. And believe it or not, this actually happens quite frequently.
Well, I understand.
People
miss their flights with international travel, not always, visas. And all this has to really work in sync because guest artists don't arrive in the place they're playing all that much earlier than when they play. They arrive in time to practice a time or two with the orchestra, and then they hit the stage.
That's right. right now there are a few people that a lot of times many things can happen. Family emergencies happen to great performers, and then sometimes they get injured, and then we have ambulance chasers, as we call them, those that kind of go around playing for the, unfortunately when that happens. But
it takes all types.
Yeah, it takes all types, and you never know what will be the key into a big opportunity.
Yeah.
So you always tell my students, always be ready.
Always be ready, because you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. You had played that Mozart piece with an orchestra in the past, but it had been a while.
Yeah, it had been a while. I'd done it with a very small group in Cincinnati a long time ago, and then I just always keep it available. It's kind of my Mozart concerto. It's as a violinist, it's one of our – we have five concerti. We have a double concerto, and we have the Sinfonio Concertante for violin and viola. Of those five concertos, it's always good to have one of them kind of ready just for auditions, a lot of things. And it just keeps your playing clean. So that just seemed the best option.
And Do you play with music as your guest soloist? Do you have music on a stand, or do you play this from memory? I mean,
normally it's from memory. On this notice, I used music.
It's okay.
But if I had gotten about 24 more hours, I probably would have done it. But you just want to minimize risk at that point.
Yes, exactly. Make the orchestra comfortable with what's going on also.
And yourself too.
Yes, of course. Of course. Brian Emon Hall is my guest here on KUAC's Alaska Live, and he is the newest member of the UAF Music Department in the Strings Department. And so that last piece was just gorgeous. I'm sure you've got another one equally as so.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple more.
Great.
The next piece we'd like to play for you is called The Waltz Scherzo, Opus 34, by Peter Ilyevich Tchaikovsky. This is a short little showpiece that he wrote in a series of three other pieces. Thank you.
That sounds almost like a dance number. You know, you can just imagine the dancers in that.
It's a super hyper dance.
It is. And then there's these parts where the dancers would have to, like, sneak around on their tiptoes because it stops and...
Absolutely.
That's neat.
Yeah, Tchaikovsky was really known for his ballet music, so...
Yes. Yeah. Is that part of the show pieces that you're going to share at your recital on Sunday also?
Oh, absolutely. I'm one for showing off. Yeah. So
that's a good one to do it with. I understand teaching was an early passion for you because you even started teaching private lessons when you were a teenager.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I think I'm just very much a people person. I like being around folks and... I like being the person that kind of pumps you up and keeps you going, and it keeps me going as well to watch that happen. It's a reciprocal process, very much so, and I think I just recognized that early on that I just really enjoy the process.
And it beats mowing lawns, too.
Oh, yeah. I did a little bit of that, too, yeah. But as we all wear the apron
Absolutely.
At some point in our life.
Uh-huh.
But I really just always enjoyed it, and then just as I did it more and more, I saw this was something that I did well, and so I kept doing it.
With the concerto competition that goes on here, it's the annual concerto competition, we air that here on KUAC.
And oh, great.
And not live. We take it and combine it with some of the interviews we do with the winners.
Excellent.
And the winners, we often ask them, you know, how they pick their piece and who their teacher is. And so I suspect that there's going to be some mentioning you this year, too.
Hopefully.
Because there is a category for UAF students, too. So... And so with the UAF students, do you teach younger even outside of UAF students too?
Yes. Part of my passion as a teacher is to start kids as well. I believe the beginning informs the end informs the beginning. I don't have that many students that are younger, but I have already, you know, kind of had an open door and it's starting to revolve. So there are a few young ones that have found their way to my studio and it's really enjoyable.
Youth orchestra is a big thing here in Fairbanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And recently I've had the pleasure of being hired as the concert orchestra conductor.
Great. Yeah. Ah, that's wonderful. Did you go to Korea with the trip with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra?
Yep. We just got back about a week ago.
And I just have to ask, you know, what was a highlight of that trip? I mean, I bet it was just incredible and there are so many, but what was a highlight?
I think we all had different experiences. I mean, I really enjoyed there. I mean, and being in the hot seat, I was really focused on music for most of the part. But it was just it was a great pleasure to get to collaborate with so many soloists. A lot of them were Korean, but there were several that were outside. And also just to be received by their community. I think they really, really enjoyed having us. And I think I was part of the sharing of all of it, and then just becoming closer, you know, with all my friends through the tour was quite an experience.
So will we see some of them coming here to Alaska eventually too?
Oh, that's always a possibility. Yeah. And, you know, that's why you do these things is to create those bridges.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to do some stuff other than playing music there? Did you get to tour around?
Oh, yeah. They took us on a few tours of various places. Last day, we toured some old ancient tombs and looked at some museums. And we had a lot of different food over there. I'm no stranger to Korean food. I've had a lot of Korean friends. South Korea is a rich... tradition in producing a lot of great classical musicians. So that was very nice to, you know, get to eat it over there.
Very nice.
And it was a great experience.
Coming from Austin, I'm sure that they have all kind of culinary delights there.
Oh, it's a crazy food town, a very good foodie town.
And Fairbanks has its share of really good places, too.
Oh, yeah,
it's
there's
really
little
nice.
Gems around
there
town.
Are. There are. What are some things I know you're very busy with teaching and performing, but you said that you are an outdoor enthusiast. And what are some of the things that you've been doing other than music?
Here in town, I'll be honest with you, being an outdoor enthusiast, I really like hiking and running and stuff like that. But I'm trying to get more into winter acclimated. I'm not much of a skier, but I'm going to try to get into this a little bit of cross country. I can do the French fries. I just can't do the pizza. I can never stop myself. So every time I've gone, I kind of either end up on my butt or my face. So I'm going to try to get better at that. And I have a few friends in town that have a lot of Huskies, and I love Huskies. So I'm going to try to talk them into letting me get into that. And so, yeah, I'm just really open to everything right now. I live right next to Creamer's Field. So I've just kind of been walking around there whenever I get a chance.
Yeah, and you're figuring out how many layers you need.
Yeah. I mean, everyone comes by my office, like, with the Game of Thrones slogan, winter is coming.
Don't be scared.
I'm not. Honestly, it hasn't really bothered me so far yet, but I know it's about to drop a lot more.
Right. Just this morning, I was like, oh, yes, it's much colder than it's been. Huh, it's in single digits. But, you know, warm pair of mittens will do you well because you got to protect those valuable digits.
Yep.
Yeah. So you'll be fine. You know that. What is next on the set list?
One of the last works we have for you is the Introduction in Tarantella by Pablo de Sarasate.
Thank you. Wow, did that one have a lot of black on the page,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see it now. Lorna, would you mind just talking for just a bit here on Alaska Live?
Sure.
Please join us.
I mean, no.
I wouldn't mind.
Good. Lorna, you are such an integral part of the UAF music department. You kind of tie it all together by your piano accompaniment. And that's an amazing thing that you've been doing for many years now.
Almost four
yeah. now. And I've seen you here a lot during Alaska Live. You've been a guest with so many. You were here during the fall fundraiser Alaska Live,
yes.
too. And what's that like? Do you you teach this also to others, right?
I don't. Although, as a collaborative piano position, that's what you do. But I'm the collaborative pianist here. So what mm-hmm. I do is I accompany almost all of my load. I do a little bit of teaching of piano, class piano, you know, piano proficiency mm-hmm. and stuff. But mostly I play with students and faculty for Music at One, yes. student recitals, faculty recitals, master classes, you know, everything like that, opera workshops.
And
it's
by
very
that,
fun.
I bet you teach a lot of students how to work with an accompanist.
Yes,
and
I do.
That is,
yes,
that's
I do.
A skill.
During rehearsals and
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth.
That's a
yeah.
skill that they have to learn if they don't already know it well.
Yes. Yes. It's a lifetime of work, you know. But it's a, you know, sometimes I just have to pinch myself. It's a wonderful thing to feed yourself and pay your rent
yeah.
making music 24/7. It gets a little overwhelming sometimes, but I have to just slap myself and go, hey, you are so lucky. It's a dream gig, you know. It really is.
I feel like that, too. I'm like, this is what I do. This is really amazing that I get to feature such wonderful artists as yourselves. That's just it's something that I can't believe that this is what I get to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's, and Lorna, you were here, accompanying the UAF vocalists on the Friday fall fundraiser. And what a fun session of Alaska Live that was, too.
It was very fun. A lot of diverse styles, music, voices. It was great.
Which that amazes me, your talent, too, because you accompany strings, vocals, woodwinds, brass, everything that goes along with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this job encompasses everything. Some jobs at universities, you just do strings or you just do woodwinds. But I get to do everything.
We're super lucky to
yes.
have you.
Me.
Yes. And we're super lucky that we can fit a piano through our studio door and that Gary Toth is so cooperative and we'll just, when we ask, he'll have one down here for us.
Yeah. I've never heard an upright sound so good.
I know.
Thank you, Gary. And it was tuned.
That's what he said. He was going to have a freshly tuned upright for us.
Yes.
So, amazing. We just mentioned Music at One, and that's a really neat class that, well, it's featuring the students. Music at One every Thursday.
Yeah, it's at 1:10 yeah. every Thursday. It has students, faculty on it, and the community is certainly welcome.
Yeah. Public is welcome to come and enjoy the vast talent we have here honing their skills of performance. And it's at Thursdays at 1 at the UAF Davis Concert Hall. And that happens every Thursday when school is in session. And I know that you're probably never sitting out of Music at 1.
Rarely.
Yes.
Although we have 3 pianists here, yeah. grad students, so there are some TA situations going on, and they will also be playing at Music at Once, too.
That's great. And, Brian, do you get to help your students pick what might be on that program, too?
Absolutely. As part of the requirement, they have to play in at least one per semester, which I think is great.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, performance is a practice, so the more you do it, the more comfortable and the better you get at it. So
isn't that the truth?
I have one playing this week and probably some playing in the next few weeks And I'm going to make them play some solo Bach, which is always sometimes the most challenging thing because you're up there alone and have to produce it. So, but they're sounding very good. I'm very happy with the progress of our students here.
Brian Eamon Hall and Lorna Etter are my guests here on Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Thanks, Lorna, for just sharing a little bit of your world here at UAF.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And do you have a finale?
Sure. How much more music would you like? We have about a three-minute movement, and we have about an eight-minute movement. We can do them both, or we can do one.
Play them both. I think that would be wonderful. We have you here. We got the whole piano in here. Come on, let's use it.
So sort of the, you know, meat and potatoes are all them probably, well, there's a lot of huge works on this program as far as just their importance in music history.
And the program you're talking about is the one that you're doing on Sunday, at 7, yeah.
But one of our big sonatas, our feature on the second half, is the duo concertante by Igor Stravinsky. This is an interwar period music, meaning it was written between World War I and World War II. And this was actually the last piece he played on the radio with a violinist on a live radio broadcast. And I believe that was 1931, I believe, or between 31 and 33, so right before the outbreak. And this was one of the last performances that Stravinsky did in Europe, and it was done in Berlin with violinist Samuel Dushkin. And we're going to play two works from this, or two movements from this five-movement work. One is called Eglog, number two. And then Gigue. Gigue is a dance form, and the eglog refers to an old Greek poetry form.
Thank you.
Well, that was really special. That was a Stravinsky piece.
Yes.
Ah, wonderful. Well, it has been my pleasure to host Brian Eamon Hall, violin, and Lorna Etter, piano, for Alaska Live. And thanks for giving us a musical preview of what's going to be on your recital program on Sunday at 7 o'clock at Davis Concert Hall.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks to Annie Bartholomew, KUAC's Alaska Live intern, and UAF's Gary Toth for the piano. And thanks to you, the listener. This is KUAC. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks, located on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.